This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, 7:48 in the morning. This is The Morning Run. I'm Shazana with Xiaoning and Chuang. We're going to take a look at the CanSino vaccine because from today, anyone getting their first dose of COVID-19 vaccine in Sarawak will receive either the Pfizer-BioNTech or the CanSino vaccine. And this is according to Sarawak Disaster Management Committee Advisor Dato' Dr. Sri Sim Kui Hian.
But he also assured that those whose second doses fall after today will receive the same type of vaccines as the first dose. Now, Sarawak has reportedly opted to use a single-dose CanSino vaccine for the COVID-19 immunization program in the state's rural and interior areas. Now, the CanSino vaccine was given a conditional approval for emergency use in Malaysia by the Drug Control Authority on June 15.
Right, single shot. That's important, I think. So for some insight into the addition of CanSino to Malaysia's vaccine stable, we're speaking this morning to Datuk Muhammad Nazdi Kamal, Deputy Group Managing Director of Solutions Group Berhad. Solutions Group entered into a deal with China's CanSino Biologics in September last year to market and distribute the CanSino vaccine in Malaysia. Datuk, thank you for joining us. Good morning. Could you tell us the process of CanSino receiving conditional approval from the NPRA?
It's a conditional approval by NPRA. I think there are two types of approval today. One, they call it the Emergency Use Authorization or EUA. But Malaysia is not practicing EUA. And so what they're practicing is actually conditional approval. So it's kind of a new thing also in terms of the context of approval for these pharmaceutical. And by the fact, because I think we are in a pandemic, normally the requirement would be that the drug or the pharmaceutical must pass the phase 3 trial before data can be submitted. But because a phase 3 trial is still ongoing, all vaccines in the world today are all in phase 3 trial, they allow us to do rolling submission. They call it rolling submission. That means if you, let's say, the vaccine is in phase 3, then you are allowed to submit based on interim data. There are two components on the phase 3 trial, which is the primary measurement and the secondary measurement. So the interim data will be based on the primary measurement, looking at the efficacy of the vaccine. And so CanSino has started way back last year in the phase 3 trial, and due to complete the phase 3 trial by beginning of next year. And because of that, we are allowed to submit the application based on the interim data. And so once they look at the data, they look at this result from interim data, which CanSino has submitted because it's a blind kind of data. So we are not allowed to see the data except NPRA. And so we submit all the necessary documentation regarding manufacturing, regarding the product in terms of clinical trial and preclinical trial. And because of the complete submission, we are given the conditional approval. So that means there is still data to be submitted on schedule and it's ongoing.
So Dato, to date, how many CanSino vaccines have been brought into Malaysia and has distribution begun?
Not yet. Basically, because I think there are a few issues that we need to walk through. One, CanSino has started manufacturing in a new facility, which is, they call it Building 020. And that requires the additional site manufacturing approval. We just submitted all this data regarding this new manufacturing site. They call it Building 020 for international sales. And therefore, we are waiting for NPRA to approve and confirm that the manufacturing site is okay. And so we hope the first scheduled delivery of CanSino vaccine will be early August.
What then are the challenges in importing and getting approval for the subsequent distribution of these vaccines?
Because this is something that we need to comprehend, because of this is a new technology. They use adenovirus platform. It is not new in terms of the use of the platform in, let's say, genetic diseases, disorder. They have done it in the past. But for the vaccine, this is going to be the new way of using the adenovirus platform. And because of that, there are data that need to be scrutinized by NPRA. And they are also in terms of manufacturing, in terms of the clinical studies. So it has to be done quite elaborate in a sense that they have to make sure that the safety and efficacy intact in terms of the vaccine. So we receive roughly about 200 over questions to be answered. And we have done it within 2 weeks. And so we well-coordinated effort between Solution Biologics and CanSino. And recently we received roughly about 60 over questions regarding the manufacturing site, and we completed within less than a week. But the challenge that we are facing right now is basically we're racing against time to make sure that we get this data to, and answers to be submitted to NPRA. At the same time, NPRA is also putting all their efforts to make sure that we get the right approval on schedule, on time. And the local manufacturing component, we still have to put another product registration from the local production, and GMP certification and inspection are scheduled for September.
All right, then. In terms of distribution, will these CanSino vaccines be available for private procurement, or are they solely for the National Immunization Program?
The obligation right now, we have to complete the purchase of the government, which is 3.5 million doses. CanSino is a single dose vaccine. So once we complete that 3.5 million, we are looking at projected timeline up to probably October to complete the 3.5 million. Then we are allowed to do the private sales. And so there's also an interesting fact that in China right now, they are doing a study on a booster shot with CanSino vaccine. So that could be also something that we would like to explore. Pending the result coming out from China. What they're doing right now, if let's say somebody receive a Sinovac shots or two shots, they may get a third shot with CanSino as a booster shot. So this study has been made in China, and we hope that could also open up the possibility of using CanSino vaccine, not only for vaccination, but also a third booster shot.
Yeah, Dato, with so many big players that supply vaccines to the government, what kind of advantages does the Solutions Group have in terms of vaccine supply and distribution?
I think what we are having right now is that our relationship with CanSino, and we are their business partner in Southeast Asia. And so there's a lot of effort and coordination that we have made. We have some niche in that area. We understand the technology. In fact, our new formulation fill and finish it's a state-of-the-art facility using the latest technology in terms of disposable technology and also the filling line. And by the fact that it's a single shot, and so government is also looking at it as a way to solve the issue about areas that is not easy to get into the vaccine, and also for the foreign workers where you have to, you know, you don't have to get them again for the second shot around with the CanSino vaccine.
So what are your expectations on this distribution of CanSino vaccines towards Solution Group's bottom line?
Yes, I think it's quite significant by the fact that this vaccine is not cheap. I think I can't reveal the price roughly about per shot basis, but roughly the contract with the government is about 200 over million with 3.5 million doses. And we are expecting couple of millions coming off from Philippines, from Thailand. We are in talk with those countries, and we are trying to supply all the necessary dossier in terms of submission of clinical data. That's what we have done with NPRA. And so we're going to be the regional manufacturing for CanSino in Southeast Asia from the platform that we built here in Technology Park, Malaysia. And our capacity is about 3 million doses per month. And in fact, this year we are looking about 10 million doses in terms of, a bit conservative in terms of what we estimated. I think our diversification into pharmaceutical, I think is quite rewarding for us. We have the manpower and the expertise in terms of knowledge in our group. And I think that will be a very long, sustainable business that we're looking at.
Thanks very much for the update, Datuk. That was Datuk Muhammad Nazli Kamal, Deputy Group Managing Director of Solutions Group Berhad, talking about the distribution of CanSino, the single-shot COVID-19 vaccine in Malaysia.
Interesting stuff. Didn't he mention that the contract from the government was
200 million? That was the one
so
I picked up
with
on.
3.5 million shots, right, it works out to something like 57 ringgit per shot. I don't know whether I've got it correct. This is just me quickly writing down something.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's interesting is that there are 10 other, at the back of the last count, at least 10 companies who are interested in procuring the different vaccines that are available around the world. 10. And I wonder at the end of the day what kind of pricing we're going to get as we enter into the private market.
So that's 57 ringgit, right? That's about $12, 12 US dollars, right?
Yes.
That's not cheap, huh?
No, I mean, of course, if you have a COVID-19 vaccine, you're not going to sell it for cheap. And the only ones that are selling it at cost, if I'm not wrong, are AstraZeneca and J&J.
And she was in the Wimbledon final. She gave up all the rights to it.
AstraZeneca.
That's yes. Right, AstraZeneca.
I am not sure if I'm following Chuang's line of thought, but that is okay. It is 7:59 in the morning. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.